Editor. The parklet isn't a pleasant place to sit, what with the same noisy smokers shouting and swearing amongst themselves. Let's be honest. These people are men, the same ones every day. The city planners probably envisioned groups of two or three people relaxing with a coffee or tea, chatting quietly, a lovely blend of men and women, or a mum and or dad having a brief rest with their children. Sadly, the reality is that no self-respecting man or woman, parent or otherwise, would dare to sit in an environment where loud, swearing, smoking men are congregated. For that reason, it's a waste of money, and besides that, it disturbs the traffic flow. Interestingly, the one in Saperton seems to work. I've seen singular men and women, couples, family groups enjoying a quiet chat and or beverage. Not sure why the one in Saperton seems to enhance, but the one at Belmont Towers is a congregation area for loud, noisy, swearing smokers. These people, generally men, always hung around there on the sidewalk anyway, in the alcove of Belmont Towers and up by Tim Hortons. One might conclude the city did Belmont Towers a favor by moving these poor stray men from clogging up the entrance to their building, by constructing a fancy parklet to entice them away, unless it rains, that is, then they're back to the alcove. Susan Johnson. Loudspeaker sound off. What can be done to make the Belmont parklet a welcoming public space for everyone? Do you agree with the city's plans for the street? Share your thoughts. Send us a letter.